case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
Wrapping up finally for this season is SAS Australia, and I've got the last woman standing and coming in fourth, Yana Pippen, on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, I have something, I don't know if this is embarrassing or not, but I actually dressed up as you for a school dress-up day once. many years ago.
Oh, too funny.
I distinctly remember setting up hurdles in my house practicing for the sports event. Had to let you know that I did dress up as
That's
you once. First off, congratulations to you. You just announced that you're expecting twins. Well, you're going to be a mum to six kids. Did you not think the show was enough of a challenge?
Well, hopefully the show's prepared me for the even greater challenge that's going to be coming next year. It's going to be chaos at my house. But, you know, my partner really wanted one more little one because he obviously has taken on my three girls. I was a single mum with the three girls before I met my husband. And we had little Charlie last year, 6 months before the course. We had him last year and obviously the course was this year. And then he said, let's have another one. And we got two.
Yeah, crazy. Are you going to have to maybe call up the DS and get some advice on how to wrangle so many people?
Clearly, that's a very good idea.
Now, the show finished and you were absolutely battered and bruised. You'd given it your all. I want to know, how long was the first shower after you left and the sleep?
Oh, that's a good... No, well, look, the shower... I actually spent probably the first hour and a half when I was out of there calling family and friends. Isn't that funny? Because you think by that point all you'd want is a shower, but you'd almost... that desire to be... manicured had almost been lost on a day two or three of the program, of the course. And you think, well, I don't know, you learn to live without those things so they don't become as strong a priority. Maybe that's a good thing to learn. But yes, then once you get in, it's like, oh, I never want to get out. And sleep, well, unfortunately, I think I slept more on the show because when I came home, my six-month-old, who'd missed mummy, very much just wanted to stay up and party all night.
So oh, dear.
That wasn't good.
Now, you did absolutely amazing on the show, completed over 20 different tasks. Do you have a favourite that really stood out and kind of left you going, I'm so glad I did that?
Yeah, I loved the one where we had to go in and save the both times we had to save the hostages, but particularly with the guns. I just think it was as real as you can get to try. And I've never held a weapon like that before. And obviously it wasn't a real one. There was no bullets in it, but it was just, you know, quite an interesting exercise to be under the pressure and then try and find the two people you were supposed to shoot. That was absolutely brilliant. I loved anything jumping out of a helicopter. That was just like, you know, extreme and, you know, I guess it gets all your adrenaline running, and that's something I miss from sport. But on the flip side, I did not like being drowned in the car.
Yeah, that one was a bit scary.
Yeah, and for some people didn't find it bad at all, but I didn't, and I wasn't expecting to find that one such a challenge. But once they showed us what to do, oh, my tummy was in knots. It was so funny.
Now, obviously, one of the hardest things were doing all the tasks. But what was another thing that was really hard about doing the show? Was it the lack of food? Was it being away from home? Was it the cold? What's something that you didn't really talk about as much?
Yeah, definitely the being away from the kids. And, you know, I obviously had a bit of mother guilt about it and I missed my little one particularly. But I think, you know, as I said, the sleep deprivation and the food and the living conditions, I guess, you start getting used to. So certainly the first few days, it's quite eye-opening. And, you know, you just got to, even getting naked in front of each other to have showers and stuff was a bit like, oh, goodness, I don't really want to do that. But you become accustomed to it. Mm. And it doesn't seem as hard as you go further along and you're there for longer. It just, you know, you get used to it. So that wasn't too bad. But, one of the funny ones that right at the beginning, all the girls had G-strings and the terrible chafe was horrible and having to go and ask the DS for full brief underwear, that was horribly embarrassing, and asking for tampons and, like, all the girly stuff. And you're like, you think you could just ask, you know, the cameraman next to you, but they don't talk to you. You have to literally go and ask anything you want, personal or otherwise, from the DS. That was for me, one of the hardest things.
Yeah, I think that's what makes the show so good, is you guys don't contact with producers. You don't do off-camera interviews
Nothing.
Or anything like that, except for the obviously big glam it up ones that get recorded afterwards. Yeah. For you, you're a doctor. Was it hard for you to kind of switch off your doctor brain to go into these tasks knowing that what injuries could come out of it?
I didn't even think about it till actually watching the show back, particularly that moment where we fell backwards off a cliff.
Mm.
I thought, oh, goodness, I could have really knocked my head or, you know, died doing something like that. And the outcome would probably not be good, or even boxing, you know, you could get a head injury or something. But I guess, you know, I knew the risks going in, and I just really wanted the opportunity to see how far I could push my body. And I've always been really wanted to join the army. So I guess it was the closest I was ever going to get to try SAS selection, and an amazing opportunity. And so, no, I didn't really think about it, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably good. Now, you said on the show that you wanted your kids to kind of think that you were cool by doing it, because they don't even think being a doctor is cool. Have they been watching? No, how they've been reacting to the show with you on it?
My little girls are gorgeous. They're reenacting everything I'm doing, so jumping off things in the park and hanging onto monkey bars and whatnot. And, you know, a couple of things I've been doing, I've been a bit alarmed, like climbing across this really quite dangerous beam the other day. And I'm like, no, don't. And I'm like, I can't say no. They just watched me doing it on television. So, you know, I hope that they're, you know, inspired to see that as a woman, you know actually, it's cute. The other day, my little girl comes up to me and goes, so, Mum, does that mean girls can do anything in the world? And I'm like, yes, buddy, if you want to.
Oh,
and,
lovely. You know,
that's a pretty cool message to think you might have conveyed across to your kids.
Yeah, definitely. You were very much an inspiration to everyone watching, not just women. Lastly, we've already seen who's going to be in the show for next year. Who's your call? Who do you think makes it through?
Well, I know Mel Wu, so I've grown up knowing her. We're actually related by marriage, so I would love to see her go. She's a little pocket rocket, bronze medalist at the Olympics in Japan. Very strong, mentally tough, great backstory, so I think it'd be pretty cool if she got through.
Definitely. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see, but tonight we will see you once again with the reunion show on Channel 7. Jana, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.